It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Yes, sir. We're back. All things covered. Like I said, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57. I'm so fired up. We got fans behind us. We got a live concert getting ready to catch the kickoff. And by the hour, we got free food. Well, not free food, but
now,
we have
I don't know
food.
If it's free, Mac.
They gave you some free popcorn. I don't know if
they
you were supposed to.
I'm Pat P.
Yeah, this is your city. Pat P got free popcorn, but if you're trying to get some popcorn, you got to pay. You got to pay top dollar. But, Pat, man, there's a lot to digest in regards to this ball game. Let's talk about Super Bowl 57.
Okay.
We'll be played in Glendale, Arizona, State Farm Stadium. That's a stadium you're very, very familiar with. You played in over 70 games there, right?
Yeah.
So you know that feel up and down. What is the turf like? What is the feel like? You know, are there any things both sides need to be mindful of in regards to teams playing on that surface?
The only thing to be mindful of is they keep the if they keep the field out overnight, because it's going to be cold. Mm-hmm. So when they move it back inside, all the humidity, it kind of keep the field moisture. Mm-hmm. So it can cause a slick surface. So with the NFL, I'm sure they're going to do a great job of making sure the guys come in there and blow dry the field, because that's typically, like I said, around this time of the year, they put the ryegrass in there. So the ryegrass is a little bit of a longer blade.
Mm-hmm.
So it lays down a little bit flatter, and it calls for the surface to be a little bit slicker. So if they want to prevent that, I'm sure they'll have the field in there a little bit longer.
Yep.
A little bit earlier, trying to dry it out, make it as dry as possible, and make it as a fast surface as they can.
And temperatures expect to be around 65 degrees with the roof likely open. So as you mentioned, the roof will be open. Now, in regards to this stadium, it's an indoor stadium, but they can open or close the roof.
Yep.
For you playing this stadium, you know, sometimes as a secondary guy or cornerback, when you're playing a deep pass, and oftentimes when you try to locate the football, you know, sometimes you look in the lights.
Yep.
Was that a reoccurring thing for you when you played in this stadium?
Nah, only when we played night games. That's when the lights became an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, night games, if the roof was open, it was okay. But if the roof was open and the roof was closed in the night game, it was kind of hard to locate the ball. But if the roof was open in the night game, it was easier because the roof kind of broke the white surface of the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now it gives you something to identify the ball a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest difference. But for the most part, I think it's going to be – I think the guys should be – they should have very good vision in there for the most part.
Yeah, and for our, you know, our viewers and our listeners checking us out, the best way we can explain what we're talking about in regards to looking – trying to locate the football – in a stadium, just imagine looking up and you're looking directly in a light.
Yeah.
But you're still trying to find a football. That's why sometimes you see guys when they're covering wide receivers, they look back and you're like, he misjudged the football. No, it's not necessarily the case. Sometimes they're looking in the light, they don't see the ball.
Yeah.
But the wide receiver sees the ball, and oftentimes they catch the ball, and you know, the rest is history. So that's what we're
looking
to.
And what some receivers are taught is to catch the light.
Yeah, which is something that we're not taught to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
and what do you mean when you say catch the light?
Most DBs, I was taught that.
I'm sorry, you know, everybody had your ball skills.
Yeah, I got 34 of them.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah. We know.
So,
but what do you mean by catching the light?
So if you locate the ball and the quarterback is throwing the ball, and once they get into that light point, then that's when the ball skills come into play of understanding, all right, the ball got to this point. 9 times out of 10, it's going to probably take about 2 seconds for that ball to come out of the sky.
No
so
question.
Therefore, it has to be an alarm that goes off in your head to where, I know it's coming out of the light because it just went in the light. So therefore, let's catch the light.
Yeah. And for you, that's a unique skill set because you can also do the same thing in regards to catching punts when you're catching punts.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's one luxury you had that a lot of cornerbacks, defensive backs don't have. Other big time news in regards to this matchup, history will be made with two black starting quarterbacks for the very, very first time in NFL history. Think about this, guys and girls. It will be 57 Super Bowls played by the end of Sunday. So it's already been 56. We've never had two black quarterbacks start in the big game. What does this moment mean for the sport, in your opinion, Pat Q?
It goes to show that position for African American quarterbacks, the door is open.
Yeah.
Like, it can be done. You know, guys can get an organization, a franchise, to the big game.
Yeah.
You know, that's always been a question. Oh, can they do this? Can they do that? Can they lead us in this direction? It's been proven. And these two guys right here are faces of the black quarterback community
right now because
they just do it all the right way. They just do everything the right way as far as their leadership, as far as the way they are in the community, the way they communicate to their teammates. You know, had an opportunity to spend some time with Patty, I like to call Patty Holmes a little bit in the offseason last year, you know, in a couple of places, and just seeing how he is, you know, off the field.
Yeah.
You know, and that just speaks volumes of the human being.
And one thing I can say about both quarterbacks, if you don't have a dog in the race in regards to the team that you're rooting for or against, they're likable guys.
Yeah. Very
you like them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You really love seeing them go out and do their job, and they're likable guys. And I'll say this as well in regards to the quarterback position. You know, once upon a time, if you ran too much, they wanted you to change positions.
Right.
If you were too athletic, they wanted you to think about another position.
Right.
And that oftentimes was involved with African-American quarterbacks.
Yep.
Nowadays, if you can't move around, you're not going to be successful unless you're a guy like a Tom Brady where you're a true pocket quarterback, but you're above the shoulder game is prolific.
But Tom is different, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, I'm just...
Now, think about this. Think about this now. Let's do process of elimination.
Yeah.
Some of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League currently right now are guys that are doing a real good, consistent job.
Right.
They all have mobility.
Right.
If we can, the top quarterback is Pat Mahomes right now in the league, mobile guy, right? Even the older guys like Aaron Rodgers, mobility.
Right.
Josh Allen, got it. Jalen Hurts, got it. Justin Herbert, got it.
Right.
Joe Burrow, got it. And they might not be the best athlete on the football field, but they have that athleticism that they can utilize when need be.
And what I was speaking of different, I was speaking of the fact of Tom Brady was a quarterback that no matter what the situation was, he took what the defense was going to give him.
Yeah.
He was never going to put his team in a bad situation. Now, these young guys want yards. These guys want touchdowns. These guys want the big play. Tom Brady was never searching for that big play because all he was going to do is dink and dunk you. What you going to do after team start dink and dunk? Want to man up?
Yep.
So next thing you know, he's going to start pass rub routes. Rub routes.
Yep.
When you're doing the rub routes, you want to get in zero now.
Yep.
So now that's his opportunity to take a shot.
Yep.
And that's what he done throughout the course of his career. He never put himself in a bad position, and he never put his team in a bad position. He took what defenses gave him.
No question. And Tom Brady, compared to what we have now, he is an outlier.
Right.
The game is starting to transition at the quarterback position to mobility.
Yeah.
You got to have a sense of mobility. If you don't, your arm better be outstanding and your instincts better be top notch.
I agree.
If you want to play in this league based on where the league is going. And if you don't believe me, just look at the list of quarterbacks. The 32 starting quarterbacks and look at the guys that are considered the top shelf
of
quarterback play. They all have the same common trait.
Mobility.
But like I said, kudos to Pat Mahomes and Jalen Hurts becoming the two first black quarterbacks to start in a Super Bowl against each other. And the future is bright in regards to that quarterback position. The future is bright for these two guys because, like I said, you got
to
like both players. I understand if you're rooting for
them. You have to.
Yeah, they just do things the right way. And I know firsthand because, Pat P, I played fantasy football. I was in three leagues. I had Jalen Hurts in one league, Pat Mahomes in the other.
Oh, you win it.
You know I was.
You win it.
No question. I had him in the headlock. Until Jalen Hurts got hurt, then I was in the headlock. I was up there calling for water. I needed a timeout. But listen here. We got to take a quick timeout, take care of a few bills. But when we come back, we're going to break down this matchup, the Eagles versus the Chiefs. I have money involved in this matchup.
Of course you do.
He don't. I do. Don't miss on my betting advice as well. When we come back, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.
Yes, sir. There you see it. All things covered, man. We got the show on the road coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57. Now it's time to break down this ball game. Let's go ahead and talk about the Eagles' offense versus the Kansas City Chiefs, their defense. But Pat Peep, throughout the year, especially, you know, the month of November and December, you were hollering and raving about Jalen Hurts, and you believe he is the MVP. You said he's your MVP, regardless of what happens in the awards tonight. You said he's your MVP. Tell us why.
Just because the body of work that he's put out there all year.
Yeah.
He lost one game as a starter. And just the confidence, the leadership, the poise, just everything that he brings to the table, you can tell that his team leans and believes in number one.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that as a young quarterback in this league, it's special. Patty Mahomes has that same.
No question.
He got that same, those same genes.
Special quarterback.
Yeah, players. and he got an MVP on his belt. And I won't be surprised if he ends up getting a second one. But in my books, Jalen
is your MVP.
This year, he was the best football player that we've seen.
You played against Jalen Hurts twice. You played against him 2020 when you were with the Cardinals. He had 338 yards, 3 touchdowns. You guys beat them. You played against them this year, 2022. The Eagles won 24-7. 26-31, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 57 rush yards, 2 touchdowns. And you talk about the season that Jalen Hurts has provided for the Eagles. Good quarterbacks usually have good pass catchers, especially at the wide receiver position. Yep. They got 2 guys that can go. I consider them to be a 1A and a 1B in regards to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But you can't forget about a guy like Quez Watkins as well. So we look at this. When you look at this matchup in regards to the Eagles, their wide receivers versus the Kansas City Chiefs, their young secondary. They got some young guns that have been playing some big-time football in the secondary for the Chiefs. Like, who do you give the edge to? Because remember, the Eagles.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown, regular season, he had over 1,400 yards. Devontae had over 1,100 yards. So they did big-time numbers. But you talk about this matchup, who would you give the edge to?
Man, I'm going to give the edge to Philly receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Just because not only the body of work that they have done, but countlessly, time in and time out. And I don't know if I can trust Kansas City secondary right now.
You can't trust them. They've been playing some good ball.
They have been playing good ball, but
there's a lot of rookies out there.
Yeah, that too. And you got to think about the pressure that the front seven's been providing and all the crazy blitzes that
Spagnuolo.
Coach Spag's been bringing up. But Philly got probably the number one offensive line.
We've been,
in the National Football League.
So you're basically saying that if Spagnuolo in the front, they're not able to get pressure on Jalen Hurts. It's going to be a long day.
No doubt about it.
I mean, I can see that. But one thing about Spagnuolo, schematically speaking, boy, he be dialing up some heat. Man, even when that kitchen ain't supposed to be hot, he make that kitchen hot.
In the big game?
Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you the name to look out for. I know defensively you holler about Chris Jones deserving so, but don't forget about Mr. Playoff Frank Clark.
Yeah.
Old Frank the Tank, man, during playoff time, he showed big time.
It's going to be a game.
It's going to be a game. Now, let's transition to Jalen Hurts once again. Yep. And one thing I like to highlight in regards to Jalen Hurts, when you play against a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, it's like playing against a 12th guy on the field.
Yes.
He's a plus one in the running game because he's a guy that can turn into a runner at any given time. You know, how do you account for a mobile quarterback, especially a guy that can run the football like Jalen Hurts?
Man, it's tough, man. You just got to hope and pray that's a misread and he hand the ball off.
Yeah.
Because a guy with his vision, his elusiveness in the open field, it just puts your defense in a hole, in a bind. Because 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a 6'5", 6'6 guy trying to stop this 6'1", 6'2", electrifying quarterback in open space. Yeah, I mean, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and plus one is like, that's how I explain these mobile quarterbacks. They're a plus one in the game. And you can't account for them because they can run any given time, especially when there's a passing route. So when you watch the game of football, especially this Sunday, remember that plus one
mindset
that I'm talking about. That's an extra guy in the running game. Yep. And how does the overall run game impact the Eagles offense? Guys, remember, they led the NFL in rushing touchdowns this year with 32. A lot of them came from Jalen Hurts because he just falls over the goal line with that unstoppable goal line quarterback sneak that they do. But in regards to just the element, and you've been in the league for a long time, you know when a team has a balanced attack, it's very, very difficult to slow them down.
Yes, indeed.
You know, in regards to their rushing attack, Pat,
Philly got one of the best.
What would you do in trying to slow them down a little bit to make them one-dimensional?
You have to stop the run. You have to find a way to stop the run and stop it early.
Yeah.
We know Philly is have an opportunity to play against them, and the game was out of control. Yeah, out of control when we played those guys. But watching those guys in the course of tough games, they still depended on the run.
Yep.
So you have to be able to stop the run. I think if you do that, now you're putting the pressure on Jalen.
No question.
You're putting the pressure. Not saying that he can't overachieve, come out on top of it, because we've seen him come out on top many occasions. Yeah. But now you put the pressure on him to make timeless and countless throws again and again and again and again. Yeah. Now hopefully you can rely on some of your home run hits that you got, had the opportunity to work on for the last 2 weeks. Speaking of Coach Spats, and hopefully those get home. So you have to try to find a way to make them one dimensional.
And the best way to make a team one dimensional, number one, play with proper gap integrity. Number two, hit them. You remember, I know when I first started playing football and I was trying to figure out what position I wanted to play, they gave me a tall sweep while I got hit in my jaw.
Is your jaw?
No, he didn't hit me in the jaw. I don't even know if I was supposed to get hit in the jaw. I told him I want to play defense. If I'm going to keep getting hit like this, I don't want to do this.
Right.
It's the same thing right now. Like when you get a chance to touch these guys up, especially the running back, and when you talk about Philly and how they love to incorporate the read option, Jalen Hurts might keep. When you get a chance to touch them up, touch them up.
Touch them.
Touch them up.
I agree.
That
but clean,
make,
though.
Make the quarterback second guess.
Yeah, clean, though.
And, yeah, clean within the rules.
Yeah,
we've seen physical contact within the rules. But in regards to finding a way to touch them up, make them second guess.
Yeah.
Make him second guess. Am I going to keep this football?
Yeah.
Hand it off, because you can hit the right way, trust me. That's why I play defense. Hit me in my jaw. I said, Coach, I don't want to play no running back yet.
Touch him up.
Number one, they ain't blocking, and number two, they trying to take my head off.
Exactly.
I don't like that. Let me play defense. Also, too, one thing I like to emphasize before we go to break, containment, Pat P, because one thing about Philly's rushing attack, they love to attack the edges. The edges, either with the running back or the quarterback in the RPO.
Yep.
If you can utilize and play with proper containment, keep everything in front of you, then you can limit some of the explosions plays that we've seen throughout the course of the year with the Eagles. But like I said, man, this is going to be an opportunity where we see iron meets iron.
Yes.
Something has to bend. And we will see in a few days, but before we get to the matchup, guess what? It's only right that we tap in and see the other matchup, the Chiefs offense versus the Eagles defense. We're going to take care of a few bills, but when we come back, let's see if Pat Mahomes, who just had the spring game a few weeks ago in the AFC Championship game, can continue to do what he's done so far this season.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
Welcome back. Welcome back once again. You see All Things Covered. We got the show on the road. Me and my guy out here in Phoenix, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57. We just gave a quality sound breakdown in regards to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense versus the Chiefs defense. If you missed it, make sure you check us out on our feed and get caught up on all the news and information we were able to provide you guys. Now, let's transition to my MVP.
Uh-oh.
Pat P just gave us his sentiments in why Jalen Hurts is his MVP, but we all know who's going to win the award tonight. It's Money Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
I call him Money Pat Mahomes because he's money every time he steps on the football field. You've only played against Pat Mahomes once so far in your career.
And I didn't know that was his first career start.
Yeah, first career start. 21 of 28, 249, two touchdowns, zero interceptions. That was in 2018. You guys lost that ball game 26-14, right? Is it safe to say, Pat P, that Money Pat Mahomes is already an all-time great?
Man, right now.
Right now. Right now. Is Money Pat Mahomes an all-time great? Right now. Right now.
It's really hard to say. It's hard to say he's not. It's hard to say he's not, but
I mean, he's been a starter for 5 years. He's playing in his third Super Bowl. He's already won one championship.
He's about to win his second MVP.
No. I'm asking you right now, Pat P. I don't want to hear nothing about no if it's a fit. Right now, as we see it.
Right now.
Is he an all-time great?
Yes.
And you know what? I asked that question because I feel the same way. But with that being said, and follow me and hit us up in our comment section if you agree or disagree.
Talk to me.
I think the consensus would say the same thing. He's an all-time great based on what we've seen in this short amount of time.
But with that being said,
he cannot finish his career with only one championship.
Yes, he has to win.
He cannot finish his career with one championship.
But the crazy thing about it, every year he suit up, he's going to have a chance to be in the championship.
We understand that,
Pat. He has that Tom Brady-ish.
Pressure is on Pat Mahomes.
There ain't no pressure.
Yes, it is. This is pressure because we're already giving him the crown as an all-time great. And it's not like we're just giving it to him just to give it to him. He's deserving. He's deserving of that based on what he's done. But when you have that type of talent,
is Dan Marino an all-time great?
Dan Marino is.
All right, then. How many championships?
Wait a minute. Hold on. And you're a Miami Dolphin fan.
I am.
Dan never had the structure.
He didn't.
Stability.
It's a lot of guys.
Hold on.
That haven't
wait
had
a minute. Wait a minute.
Structure.
All I'm saying is, when Dan was playing for the Miami Dolphins, Miami was basically a one-trick pony. They relied on him in every area of the ball game, especially the running game.
Right.
So it was always he had to go out and play exceptionally well.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes had the luxury of coming to a situation where he had sound coaching. Not saying Dan Marino didn't have it because he had Dunton, he had Shula, right? But everything that was already in place, it was great. The function, the stability was there.
I get that.
But what we're seeing right now, and I consider Pat Mahomes to be Dan Marino with athleticism.
That's what I'm saying.
And you don't want to play against a guy like that.
So that's why I brought him as a comparison.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I feel like Pat Mahomes' trajectory, based on what he has, arm talent, the above-the-shoulder game, is going where Dan Marino was, but could be going surpassing Dan Marino. That's why I say he cannot finish his career with only one championship. That's a disappointment.
So Aaron Rodgers' career is a disappointment?
I wouldn't say in totality, but it's a disappointment that he only has one, and he's only made it to one Super Bowl.
So happened. Thing.
So let me ask you this question.
Human being
let me ask you this question.
Jesus Christ.
Who would you say, in regards to talent, who is the better quarterback?
Out of who?
Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes.
That's what I'm saying. Pat Mahomes might be the most talented quarterback we've seen. Think about all the great quarterbacks we've seen.
I don't think that's a disappointment, right?
back. He cannot
just
finish.
Just because how hard it is to get to a championship, how hard it, not a, it, hell, in a couple years, might be 19 games in the season.
Pat, if he only wins one championship being that talented of a player, a disappointment.
We already hold guys not winning a championship over their head. Now we got to say he has to win multiple championships.
Have you ever seen a talented quarterback like Pat Mahomes is what I'm asking. You said
No, you have not.
It's like an outlier. Like, we've never seen anything like that. Think about, let's say LeBron James, for instance, basketball, right? Uh-huh. If LeBron only had one or two championships, based on the talent that he has, that he came into with and what he'd established, that would be a disappointment, right or wrong?
On the way it was going, if he wasn't able to get no team, hell,
that would have been a disappointment, right? Disappointment. I know it's a different game, but that would have been a disappointment in regards to his career, right? Pat Mahomes cannot finish his career with one championship. I'm sorry.
Football is totally different, Matt, because you have to play series in basketball game. You have opportunities in basketball. You have one bullet.
Listen, I understand that.
Bullet.
But look at this situation, right, for Pat Mahomes. He didn't go into an opportunity where it was built from the ground up.
You missed me, Matt. It cannot be a disappointment.
So Pat Mahomes only had one championship. Let's say he played 16 years. One championship, but we consider him to be the best quarterback 14 out of those 16 years, and he has one championship. That's not a disappointment.
No, because we're talking about his arm talent. We're talking about the things he's done. If he didn't win championship, it's a lot that goes into that, man. I don't think that's a disappointment. If he leaves the game with one championship.
Let me break it down a little bit.
That's baloney, man.
It's not baloney, and I don't eat baloney anymore. Let me break it down a little bit. Listen. If Pat Mahomes finished his career playing in three Super Bowls, only winning one, 1-2 in Super Bowls, is that not a disappointment? Is that a disappointment?
No. No. He lost to Tom Brady.
I don't care nothing about that.
And if he loses against
Nick Foles beat Tom Brady.
Who?
Nick Foles.
He did. Hey, Nick Foles had a hell of a playoff run.
All I'm saying is Pat Mahomes is too talented. That's all I'm saying, Pat B. I think he's too talented. Because if he's already an all-time great,
But you got to think about it as well, though, Matt. Like, we always question the Chiefs defense. Tom Brady had the luxury to have a solid defense year in and year out. A solid defense that's not going to give up many big plays, that's going to keep you in the game. But we always question the Kansas City Chiefs defense. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, we do. But also, too, in some of those matchups, right, in Super Bowl matchups, Tom Brady's defense didn't really ball out like that. Think of the Atlanta Super Bowl. It gave up 28 points in the first half.
I understand that. But that was one of those games, going back to me, talking about Tom Brady taking what the defense is going to give him.
I hear what you're saying.
And Atlanta gave that game away.
Can we get a poll up? I want to do a poll right now. Can we create a poll right now? If Pat Mahomes finished his career with only one championship based on
that talent, disappointment?
Is that a disappointment? I want a poll. No. Can we get a poll, Mark?
No.
I want a poll. I want to hear what people have to say right now.
He's going
to
walk away with a couple more MVPs.
Oh, but he can get MVPs.
Yes, because that's
multiple
a personal
MVPs.
Because that's a personal goal. That's a personal achievement. You need an entire team to help you win championships.
You're moving the goalpost.
You just do.
And I can't make the kick because you keep moving the goalpost.
How am I moving the goalpost? I understand you saying, Patty got the best skills that we've ever seen.
He ain't Superman.
He can't play defense.
With one of the best play callers we've ever seen.
I get
Andy
that.
And
I
Eric
get
Beamer.
That. But every dog has their day. Every dog has their day.
He better win Sunday. Because you might not get back there again.
I agree.
You might not get back there again.
I agree.
I'm saying
if he go 1-3.
That's a disappointment.
No, that's not. Man. I can see it. All right. If he went 1-5, that's a disappointment.
Huh?
Yes.
If he go 1-5,
so that means he went to six Super Bowls. And he lost, and he only won one. That's a disappointment.
If he go 1-2 and don't play in another one, that's a disappointment. I'm sorry. But we never seen Pat Mahomes.
Joe Burrow. So they're gonna be playing every year.
So who's the more talented quarterback out of Joe Burrow and Pat Mahomes?
Pat Mahomes is. Who was the most talented quarterback last year when they played each other?
Pat Mahomes.
And who won?
But I'm saying
that's what I'm saying. So it's going to be an ongoing battle every year. So it's going to be like, pick your poison who you think going to win the AFC Championship.
My conversation might not be relevant because Pat Mahomes might win Sunday.
He might.
But if he don't win Sunday, I want to poll.
Put it this way as well. Put it this way.
Yeah.
The last 5 years, who was the AFC automatic pick?
Tom Brady. Well, you mean it, the Patriots?
No, in the AFC, who was always picked to win the AFC in the last, let's say the last 3 years?
The Chiefs.
Who going to be the pick to win the AFC?
The Chiefs. The Chiefs.
Nah, I'm going. Bengals on their heels, bro. They play Detroit.
I don't care nothing about it. We got 15 with one ankle. He just beat them. He just beat them on one ankle.
Man,
I
don't care. Also with about a butt with a crazy call.
Yeah,
with a crazy push out of bounds.
I don't care.
A crazy late hit.
Yeah, that's they did that. The Cincy did that.
I get that.
Well, I need a poll, Mark. Can we get a poll
Joe
up soon as
possible? Come back.
Yeah, like I said, the most talented guy in the NFL at the most important
position. It is him, but that's not a disappointment. I completely disagree with you on that.
So let's transition talking about this matchup, Pat Mahomes. Clearly, he can be productive with anybody catching the football because he's that type of talent. But when you look at the Eagles in their secondary, man, the Eagles had a pro bowler and an all-pro in Darius Slay, James Bradbury. Don't forget about Avante Maddox and, of course, Gardner Johnson, CJ. What makes their secondary so good?
Man, they got two guys on that island.
They can play
and they got a sniper behind them.
No question. Yes, they do.
When you have a defense that you can rely on both of your corners to go out there and just solidify nothing coming their way. And those guys have been doing that all year. Slay, 3 picks, 14 PBUs. Bradbury, 3 picks, 17 PBUs. Both of those guys just been playing phenomenal all year. Had the opportunity to watch it. Watched Slay get 2 of those picks in week 2.
Yeah, he did.
On Monday night. So those guys have been playing some unbelievable football. And I believe it's one of the major keys for that defense to being as successful as they are, because we all know about that front seven and that rotation that they got up front.
They got 3 guys that got double-digit sacks.
Man.
And none of them are named Fletcher Cox.
And I'm trying to tell you.
Man. So that helps the secondary out tremendously when that quarterback got to pat that ball and get it out when he's not ready to get it out.
No doubt
so
about
that
it.
Plays a big part, led by Hassan Reddick. Matter of fact, I put some money on Hassan Reddick to win the MVP. I got it at plus 2,500. So all I just need Jalen Hurts to have a average game, like he's done so far. Hassan Reddick, get about 3 or 4 sacks. And I'm going to give you a shout-out, Hassan Reddick, when I get that MVP.
I also
put money on A.J. Brown as well, so I'm everywhere when it comes to MVP. Mm. I'm sorry. I'm sprinkled all the way across the board. But before we go, we got to – listen. One quick question, Pat P., we're going to go to break. Travis Kelce, is he the best tight end ever right now?
Travis Kelce, best tight end ever right now.
I mean, he's one of the best.
That is an undisputed yes.
I think Tony Gonzalez might have something to say about that.
And they both play for the same team.
Yes, yes. Travis Kelce, I mean, look at his postseason numbers, man. Like, he's behind only to – he's only behind Jerry Rice. Like, what are we talking about? He's only behind Jerry Rice in regards to – postseason receptions, postseason receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. I think Gronkowski is first, I think. No, he trails Jerry Rice in each category. So that's postseason numbers. But the thing is, Tony Gonzalez,
he never
had the type of squads that Travis Kelce has had the luxury.
He played in the playoffs. He got probably 30 playoff games.
No question. So all time great. I think for me, it's a close race between Gonzalez and Travis Kelce. But I say this much: Travis Kelce is the second best offensive player in postseason play.
Yes, I cannot argue with you on that one.
Out of nine quarterbacks,
and just in general, just whenever the Chiefs are on, like, seeing Travis Kelce do his thing, and just how much joy and fun that he's having, like the last game of the season, he pitching the ball back to the running back.
What was that? That was backyard football.
That's the playoff game.
It was a freaking flea flicker.
They pitching the ball back, 2nd and 15, playing ring around the rosy, or what they call it, snow globe.
Man, if you would have gave a better pitch, man, McKinney might have scored.
Hey, I can't wait to see what trick play they're going to pull.
They probably have a trick.
They're pulling something out.
I call him Sweet Spot Travis because he finds that sweet spot in that zone better than any pass catcher in the National Football League.
No doubt about it.
Let us know what you think about that as well.
That's my Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I might, you can't do it, I can. I might sprinkle some money on that one as well.
Definitely. That's a no-no. I'm definitely.
We have one more break. We got to take care of some bills, keep the lights on, and keep the music playing in the back of us. And we're giving that free popcorn. I'm just lying. But we got to keep these lights on. We come right back. And before we get out of here, I got Super Bowl picks for 57, props and everything. Man, my hands itching. You know what I say with my hands itching?
Uh-oh.
I'm about to get some money.
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Yes, sir, we're back. Super Bowl 57. You already know what time it is. Look at the sights. Look at the sound. We're here,
baby.
Arizona, great weather, great time to golf. You know Pat P. Been on the course. Look at the mountains.
Man.
Camelback Mountain, if you want to hike. We got everything you need, plus more, and we're enjoying every bit of it. Now, it's time to try to help you guys win some money. Super Bowl 57 picks and props. The first prop that I will talk about, get your opinion, but Pat stays away from anything dealing with gambling. That's what I do. Total sacks between both teams. The over-under is set at 5.5. Now, quick nugget in regards to this matchup. The Eagles, they had 70 sacks in the regular season. They were first in the National Football League. The Chiefs, they were second with around 55, 56, 57.
You said 70?
Yeah, the Eagles had 70 sacks, Pat.
Ooh.
They got 78 when you add two playoff games. Yeah, they great.
Hey, that's crazy.
Yeah, so the over-under is set at 5.5. The Chiefs were second in the NFL.
With 50, you said, with 50 55.
Plus, 50 plus.
That's so 20 more sacks.
I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm sorry. I'm taking the over in the 5.5. I think there will be at least 6 sacks combined by both defenses because they've done such a great job in rushing the passer and sack quarterback.
Think about
this
both
year.
Quarterbacks going to be moving. So
And Pat Mahomes might not be moving as best as he's done.
Yeah.
So I think it will be the over will hit. Will there be a pick 6? I say no.
Nah.
That's a tough bet. I would advise you guys to stay away from that prop because you know you really really rolling the dice. I stay away from that.
Yeah.
Now in regards to other betting props with this ball game. Rihanna is doing the halftime show.
Uh-oh.
What will the first Rihanna song be? Right? Now, here are the odds. Don't Stop the Music, plus 150. Stay, plus 300. Run This Town, 400. Better Have My Money. I don't know if she's going to do that one.
Nah, she ain't doing that.
That's plus 450. Diamonds. This Is What You Came Here For. Umbrella. We Found Love. That's what she was saying. That's just an umbrella. I gotta go. Please don't stop the music. I mean, that might be the, No. I think what Bad Girl Riri, that's what her tag is on Instagram is.
No.
Where they odd makers in Vegas, they know something. And you see they got Don't Stop the Music as the first, as the best odds.
So I'm gonna run this town.
We're gonna run this town tonight. Yeah. I like Umbrella.
It could be, it gotta be Diamonds.
Diamonds Are Forever.
Just to start it off.
I mean, my thing is this. You got a short amount of time because the halftime show is not like a full concert. So your first song gotta come kicking down the door.
That's what I'm saying. So it gotta be Diamond or Run This Town.
We're gonna Run This Town might
Umbrella.
Be because it's fitting. It's fitting.
Umbrella can't be the first one. Umbrella is like the one that's
One of her first real big time hits.
It
though.
Is though, but that's like a tweener that set the you got the vibe setters and the Umbrella come just boom.
Okay.
Umbrella can knock the door down.
I can see that Run the Town. That's plus 400, so there's some odds there. So let's see what. Okay, Run This Town plus 400. Put a little juice on that. See exactly what comes from that. We got another unique prop in regards to this matchup. What will be more? This involves LeBron James.
Okay.
LeBron has a game against the Warriors on Saturday. So will LeBron have, with points, rebounds, and assists combined, will they equal out to be more than rushing yards for Jalen Hurts? So hear me out. The points that LeBron scores, the rebounds that he has, and the assists that he has, will they equal out to be more than Jalen Hurts' rushing yards? I side with Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
I think Jalen Hurts can get anywhere between 45 to 50 yards.
Yeah.
I think LeBron will surpass 20 points. But in regards to having a triple dub.
Yeah, triple dub.
Triple dub. And I think he's still in that vacation mode based on just, you know, eclipsing the scoring title. He might be in cruise control.
Right.
Who knows? You know, he's been still living it up. Give me Jalen Hurts, because I think Jalen Hurts is going to have to run the football.
Yeah.
At some point in time. So I take Jalen Hurts in regards to that final prop for you guys.
Okay.
Now, here we go.
Prediction time.
Prediction time, Pat P. Now, you gave us a snippet of who you leaning with. You said you like the Chiefs, right? Did you say that? I heard you say I like the Chiefs.
When did I say that?
I could have sworn you said that in the A block. Didn't you say that? Well, somebody said the Chiefs. I thought it was you. Was somebody behind me? That wasn't you?
No, that wasn't me, Cat.
You sure?
All week I've been saying Philly.
Well, who said the Chiefs? Oh, yeah, 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 exactly.
I have had a change of heart.
I knew,
man.
I knew I wasn't tripping.
Eric might be a little upset with me because he asked me who I was going with on the way up to the set, and I told him Philly.
And you just had a change of heart while we were doing the show?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
That Pat Mahomes talk.
That's
about him
boy.
Being an all-time great.
That's my boy.
And you
Patty.
Taking Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, I got to go with Patty.
Your score? What's your score then?
It's going to be a tight game. I think it's going to be a one-possession game. It's going to come down to the last drive.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to probably, I'm going to say, ooh, how you doing, Mac, with me on the cat, on the pod?
You got to feel it. You got to feel the numbers. You got to feel the numbers.
I'm going to go 21-23. Yes.
I'm going Jalen Hurts. I'm not playing around. Ain't nothing for me to think about. They got too many five stars.
They do, man.
They got a lot of five stars.
They do.
And they hungry. They dialed in. They going to take care of business, Eric.
Yeah.
For all you Eagle fans out there that love Ben Simmons, you have something to cheer about.
They do got some dogs, and I know they got a chip on their shoulder right now, but I don't know. I just had a change of heart.
27-24, fly Eagles fly.
Fly Eagles
fly. Who will be your MVP if the Chiefs win?
I told you.
Pat Mahomes.
No.
Who?
Travis
Kelce. Well, I have Haason Reddick.
Yeah, we both talked about
that. So this is what's going to happen. The Eagles going to win. Jalen Hurts is going to throw for 189 yards, two touchdowns, right? Haason Reddick is going to have four sacks, two forced fumbles, one fumble recovery.
Oh my
now, when
God.
That happened, I'm about to go get missing because I got to win some money.
Might have to, Coach. Might have to.
When that happened, don't ask where I'm at. I'm gone.
You gone. Somewhere.
Somewhere when that happened. I'm a holler.
Holler when you see
when
I see.
When Haason Reddick hit that MVP, he got to get at least four sacks, I think.
Yeah.
Or if there's a marginal game from Jalen Hurts offensively, he might give us three.
Yeah.
But he got to get four sacks and force a turnover. When that happens, I'm gone.
See when I see.
I got to go someplace where my phone will have service. Just know I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Just know I'm all right. Just know I'm all right. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We got a concert going on. We about to go have some fun, get some free food. For all you guys that partake in the Devil's Nectar, we got alcohol.
Why you keep telling them we got free food,
I'm just trying
man.
To get people to come down here and play with
you
us.
You started saying you lying earlier.
I did. I'm sorry. It's not free, but, you know, we got a little freedom
just
for you.
Just tell them we got food.
Yeah, have some pocket change for you. Yeah, we got food for you. Yeah. Put it on Pat P, man. This is city, man. This is style, man. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure if you missed the primetime Coach Prime episode as well, it's on our feed, YouTube channel. Anywhere podcasts are found, you can find us. Anything you need to get caught up on, make sure you do so. And like I said, comment, hit the like button, and subscribe. And tell a friend to tell a friend. Until next time, see you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.